What's the relationship between loneliness and suicidal ideation, thinking about killing yourself, and suicidal behaviour? I'm here with Heather McClelland from the Centre for Suicide Research at Glasgow University, who's just completed a systematic review and is now working more research in this area. This is a duh question, isn't it? Of course there's a relationship, isn't there?
It's very mixed at the minute, and it's interesting because some studies have actually found that loneliness can actually be helpful in facilitating social bonds. It kind of encourages that kind of self-reflection of, I'm not satisfied with the social bonds that I have at the minute, so I'm going to go out and reinforce them more, or I'm going to find more people to expand my social network. So loneliness isn't necessarily all bad. The longer term loneliness, that can really chip away at someone's self-esteem, and it's been found to be associated with depression. But again, depression and suicidality doesn't necessarily go hand in hand. So it's a little bit too, you need to think about it in that kind of context in order to assume that there is a loneliness, suicidal ideation relationship there. So it's all conjecture at the minute.
And you've done this big review. And before we talk about the results of that, I'm really interested in whether it's even possible to do a review about the relationship between loneliness and suicide, because all of the loneliness literature is so varied and how we define loneliness is so varied. So what are the challenges of doing this work and kind of bringing it together in this systematic way?
Yeah, that was one of the challenges when we were trying to determine which studies to include in this review. There was a large number of studies that reported that they're investigating loneliness, but when I actually looked more closely at those papers, it seemed that they were actually inferring loneliness based on something else. One thing that I did see was time and time again was that people said these participants are lonely, and they actually based it on people's marital status, and that was something that that can really convolute the studies when people are saying this study's on loneliness, when in fact it's actually more on social isolation. So there is that factor to consider when you're actually exploring the loneliness of really suicidal ideation and behaviour relationship prospectively. And again, there's a huge range when it comes to suicidality as well. So you can have suicide behaviour, thoughts of planning suicide, but you can also have intrusive memories of suicidal ideation. Ones that people don't want, they say that they want to live, but all of a sudden it seems to jump into their mind anyway. So you really need to tease that apart and spend some time and get some kind of consensus of exactly what is your question and which studies meet that kind of criteria. So that is something that we were confronted with when we were conducting the systematic review.
So given that it's such a difficult area to research and the research is so problematic in that sense, did you come up with anything? Did you find anything that you can kind of boil down into a tweet? What are your kind of headline findings?
The headline findings of my review would, I guess the bane of most researchers' lives is more research is needed. I've definitely learned that there is everyone so keen to try and explore suicidality and the predictive merits of loneliness in relation to that. But everyone seems to be going off in different directions, and so there was about 6 different loneliness measures included in my 19 study review, saying that they're measuring loneliness, but they're all asking it in different ways. So that was quite tricky. So boiling that down into a tweet is that I'd say there is evidence to suggest that loneliness predicts later suicidality in terms of ideation and behaviour, and that I think there is something to be said about age, gender and locality, interestingly, as well.
Okay, so tell us about age. What's the particularly strong age groups that link between loneliness and suicidal behaviour?
I'd say on the whole, times of social transition. So where participants' baseline age when loneliness was recorded between 12 to 18, according to my systematic review, and 55 to 75 years old. So you're thinking about changing from being a child into a young member of society, maybe have a job, going to university, and then the other end of the spectrum. So you have your job and now you're thinking about moving on to retirement. But I'm only applying this to the studies that are included here because they're quite Western studies where these are the life events that tend to happen at those age points.
Yeah. So. And how about gender and locality?
Yeah, we got some really interesting results there. So the majority of the studies that had mainly female participants, they were more likely to identify a relationship between loneliness and later suicidality, suicide ideation and behaviour. But the one that I thought was really interesting is that all the studies that were conducted in Europe found a significant loneliness and later suicide behaviour and ideation relationship. Whereas if you compare that to studies in the United States that had almost the same number of studies, the results were a lot more variable. So is there a geographic factor there? Is there a cultural factor there? Just don't know yet.
So what's next? You're doing a meta-analysis, looking at this data in more detail.
Yeah, so we're at the minute, we're at the data extraction stage to try and pull more data into that and actually robustly explore that empirically. So we want to identify whether age and gender play a role in the loneliness and suicidality association. And of course, we want to see if depression actually links these two together, because there was evidence to suggest that it might mediate these two variables as well.
And is it really possible, given the weaknesses in the primary research that we've already discussed, that you can actually do a meta-analysis? Is it a very small meta-analysis?
It's still at the beginning stages of this meta-analysis, but I definitely think it's going to be quite a challenging one to conduct, as you've already highlighted. The studies included here were very different to one another, so it might actually be found that it's just not possible to do, but we'll find that out in the next couple of weeks, actually.
Great. Right. Thanks a lot for talking to me.
Okay, thank you very much.